RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordell, and welcome everyone to the first Job Talk show of 2015. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and this is the only radio program in Tampa Bay that's dedicated to talking about jobs. I want to talk with all employers, big and small, and let you, our listeners, get to know the leaders of these companies in a way unavailable to you before this program. So you'll be able to hear the vision for the companies moving forward from the CEOs and learn about specific jobs and benefits. And there are people looking to relocate, and JobTop aims to provide a way to anyone to know what it's like to work and play in St. Pete and Tampa Bay. An important consideration for anyone wanting to relocate their family and or business is the way they're going to be treated once they arrive. My guest today will be one of the folks reaching out to you upon your arrival and is someone you will definitely want to meet. Chris Steinacher is the CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce, and I'm very happy to have him as the first guest of 2015 on Job Talk. Welcome, Chris, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Dean. Boy, I'm excited for a 2015, and it's a beautiful sunny day today looking out your window here.
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're just the view from here is just incredible.
Yeah.
And, boy, so, you know, I wanted to thank you. I've been asking you to be on the show for a long time. I've even changed the in and out.
I love the music, buddy.
And so as Sunshine City, we want to promote that, certainly. But anyway, so, you know, there are parts of the country right now that certainly are experiencing frigid and freezing conditions. And, you know, I even spoke with somebody in Raleigh yesterday. It was in St. Pete on the weekend. And when it was 80 degrees weather, mm-hmm. you know, and so yesterday that temperature in Raleigh was 14. So needless to say, you know, he's looking for a new position here in St. Pete. So that repeated story is kind of repeated often. So do you hear similar stories from the folks you meet too, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all have that story. I mean, I'm one of them. I came down from Atlanta 28 years ago and had a great job with NCR Corporation, fell in love with St. Petersburg. And just this waterfront and the vibe you get here and the people that are here and the opportunities that are here. And I hear that story every day. And, you know, that's you know, our chamber is 115 years old, and it was actually formed by folks who came down here for that same reason. So it's not just you and I in these last couple of years that have recognized that. You're talking over 100 years of a community that's attracted the people that are interested in a different kind of way of life.
And it's changed quite a bit, though, in the last several years.
Boy, it certainly has. I mean, who would have ever believed? You know, we used to get so many jokes about St. Petersburg as being the retirement community and God's waiting room and the green bench conversations about just how it's an old retirement village. And now you fast forward to this year, 2015. We are one of the most vibrant communities in the country. We've got that, you know, we've been able to attract the right kind of workers, those talented IT skilled workers who bring other creative arts and skill sets. So right now, I don't believe anybody out there in the rest of the world really understands St. Pete till you see it. And really, I mean, I'm amazed how many people compare us to, you know, Austin and Raleigh and San Francisco. And, you know, they just go, holy cow, you've got all that. But the scale just makes it easy to get to anything you want to do.
And downtown, it's different than a big city. I mean, you can walk around and it feels just so comfortable.
Yeah, that's the best part of 115 years ago, the folks who came down here used kind of the Chicago plan to create St. Pete. So you have this grid system that is walkable, that's easy, that there's no traffic. And right now, the trend across the country is people want that. You know, we, you know, 40 years ago, we went into the suburb mentality. Let's go down and get a subdivision and put a gate around it, and I'll drive an hour to get to work, but that's okay. And now you're seeing a reverse swing back to where people want to see each other, want to connect. They need that network of people. And what's the spirit and the magic of St. Pete is right now, you and I could go down, take a walk along any one of these avenues, Central or Beach, and see people. and they're on the, they're sitting down having lunch. They're with their pets, their kids. They're with each other. There's something magical about connecting with people that because we are so disconnected with our iPhones and Facebooks, and while we feel like we're networked, we're not connected. And St. Pete offers that personal networked connection.
Mm-hmm. So what is the main function of the Chamber of Commerce?
Right. So the St. Pete Area Chamber of Commerce, our mission is to be the preeminent leader in economic growth and community vitality. Mm-hmm. So we are a business-led group that makes sure we continue to push ourselves forward to that horizon, make sure that we continue to attract good folks like you and your company and others like you, make sure that we have the environment for it. So we do a lot of economic development activities. I'll talk about those a little bit tonight. Mm-hmm. Today. We do a lot of advocacy efforts because you got to make sure that you create and enhance and protect the business environment. So you have got to work with your city, county, and state governments to say, this is what we need as a business community to make sure we continue to go. And then there are some other efforts we do just organizationally, making sure we're networking, making sure we're having fun. There's a lot of parties going on at the chamber right now, and it connects people in a way that's so wonderful. And we also do a lot of recognition because part of what we need to make sure we're doing is telling the St. Pete story that mm-hmm. I don't think people understand how much talent, how much skill, what's created here, what's made here. I call it made in the shade. We have it. I mean, if you'd be amazed how much manufacturing goes on in Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. And it's so part of what we're doing is promotionally doing that. And the final piece of what we do is we welcome the visitors here. We have a visitor center. We offer relocation information. So if any of your listeners across the country or world want to move here, want to learn about the job opportunities, want to find out about how to live here, work here, play here, contact stpete.com, and we have a fulfillment house that we will send you out what you need, what you're looking for. And then when you're here, we make sure you spend every dollar you have in your pockets and you leave with a smile and you come back next year.
You even have packages you send over to Europe, don't you?
Oh, we do a lot of international. Yeah. International is quite, you know, is one of our larger segments right now. And it is European, but right now, because we just recently opened up airways with Copa Airways at Panama, which is a new success for our area, we're seeing a lot more Latin American traffic. So while we've traditionally been a Canadian and European market, Latin America is starting to, I'm seeing more and more requests. So I really believe those international connections that Joe Lupano and the airport have put together, that we've been part of that recruitment team, is paying off now. We're starting to see them on our streets.
So how long have you been at the chamber and the role you have?
Yep. So this is my second time at the chamber. I've been here 4 years as of February 1st. So I've been the president and CEO for 4 years. Prior to that, I was 17 years at a group called the Tampa Bay Partnership, which is a regional economic development group. But I started my career 25 years ago here in St. Pete at the St. Pete Chamber, and really? Was doing some marketing for them, doing some event coordinating, working in the visitor center, anything I could to tell people how wonderful St. Pete was, and just fell in love, Dean, with the notion of this community and how wonderful it is and how we had the opportunity to do it right. And, you know, you fast forward 25 years, you're like, geez, mm-hmm. it's paying off.
So what kind of challenges did you have when you first became CEO?
Boy, I tell you what, you know, the traditional chamber is dead. So what happened with every industry, with every company, with yours and others, is they had to reinvent themselves. And what we inherited at our chamber was just a chamber that hadn't gone through the reinvention process as new tools for social networking and technology and communications. I mean, if you think about it, when I worked at the chamber 25 years ago, people would call me up and say, I'm wanting to come to St. Pete. Do you have hotels there? Now, would you ever expect making that phone call today, right? So the even the functions of what a chamber have done over the even the last 20 years had to change. And I don't think our chamber basically kept up with it. So what we had to do is go back to the market, back to businesses like yours and others, and say, what does value look like? What do you need? What does this community need for us to continue to be successful and move forward? So we had to reinvent ourselves a little bit, little staying a little away from just cold networking opportunities and more about real exercises that are going to create results. So economic development, starting businesses, making sure visitors spend their money here, you know, real metrics. So we had to kind of recreate our culture, recreate the value proposition, and you know what, it was a hard lift because it was a dying organization because it hadn't reinvented itself yet. But what we really did was we hearkened back to 115 years ago, what this chamber really was doing then. I mean, if you think about what our chamber did, even in those first 10 or 20 years of its lifetime, I'm looking over your waterfront here, and 100 years ago, 101 years ago now, Our St. Pete Chamber created commercial aviation. So anytime you fly on a plane, no matter where you're going, it was the St. Pete Chamber who put down its own money. The president of the chamber put down its money and got three other board members to put down their money for Tony Janis and the folks that were trying to put together this notion of commercial aviation, pay to get on my airplane, and I'll fly you to Tampa. That was not a conceivable notion. And Percival Fancier, who was leading that effort, went to other communities, went to Jacksonville, went to Tampa, went to other places across the Southeast saying, I want to do commercial aviation. We need some help. Everybody turned them away. And to me, that notion of that entrepreneurial spark, if you come into my office and say, I've got an idea, I owe it to you. It's in my DNA of 115 years that I'm going to say that might be commercial aviation. So that's why even like when issues like Bitcoin Bowl came to St. Pete, we just celebrated the Bitcoin Bowl.
Right.
I was on top of it because I'm like, I don't know where Bitcoin's going.
Right.
But it's not my job to judge it. My job is to, if they want to be here, I want to support them because I don't know where it's going.
Great. So what are some of the programs the Chamber has put in place? And
sure. Yeah, here? Thank you. We have three different kind of organized priorities: economic development, advocacy, and organization. I'd love to just quickly.
Please.
So it all starts to me with economic development. We are focused on creating jobs. And how we do that is a couple ways. Where our major focus has been this last year is on something called the Greenhouse. We worked with the city, the previous mayor administration and this current mayor's administration, and saying we have a vibrant community. We can be an entrepreneurial destination because this has got the kind of scale and ability to access the people that entrepreneurs need. So can we commit to really working with those folks? So this last year, we've created something called the Greenhouse in a beautiful old brick building built back in 1904, and it allows the community to come together. St. Pete now has a front door for entrepreneurs, and that was the chamber working with the city on that. But if you go there, like if you went there this morning, you would find something called a Million Cups of Coffee.
Right.
And that is a Kauffman Foundation project out of Kansas City that allows two entrepreneurs every week to pitch their efforts to our business community. And then our business community, they do a 9-minute pitch, and then the business community for 21 minutes helps them. It's not a Shark Tank grill, and I'll tell you why your business won't succeed. It's like, Dean, what do you need? And you need access to who or what?
And they critique as well.
And they critique, but they do it in a way where they're saying, we want you to grow here.
Right.
So who do you need? What do you need? How can we help? And now we've started, after a year, have a track record of businesses saying, because I presented a Million Cups, I was able to connect with, I found the people I needed, I found the resources I needed, and now I'm in business and I owe it to St. Pete.
Yeah, Savvy Card's one of those stories.
There are, and there's starting to become a numerous group of those stories, and that's the good thing. I really believe it's about gardening. You're going to need to really support big businesses, you're going to need to support the middle businesses, and you got to start. You got to always keep churning. So you got to keep planting seeds. You got to keep making sure that every entrepreneur who wants to be in St. Pete is looked in the eyes and say, "I know you got it in you. Now, how can we help?" And if we get to be known as one thing in St. Pete, and it's a place where you can start your business, that's not a bad thing.
Sure. You also though have some other programs. I know I went through the Focus St. Pete, which I think was a tremendous experience, but also you have Leadership St. Pete.
Right. So what it takes when you have a chamber and when you're working hard on economic development and advocacy efforts especially, you need people up to speed, both on what your community is like, what the assets are, who the people are, and then where we're heading. So we do leadership programs at the chamber as well. So if you're interested in getting involved in St. Pete, don't know where that door is, come to the chamber and get Focus St. Pete is a 3-day effort. You went through it and you had a few folks from your organization come through it. But it's a quick orientation. So it's that quick way to, where else can you get access to the mayor, the county administrator, the county officials, the chiefs of everybody in one room and get the tours the behind the scenes tours you get. So that's a neat opportunity. But Leadership St. Pete, second oldest leadership program in the country. Atlanta was number one, and we went up to Atlanta in 73 and saw it and adopted it. Now they're obviously in every chamber across the country, but it's an old established program of ours, probably the best, because what happens in that 6-month program is you deep dive into all those issues, but most importantly, you're with a class of about 40 other folks, and you develop that relationship. And through that program, we've had governors go through that, before they were governors, mayors, police chiefs, fire chiefs, city council, county administrators. So, it's a place where if you really are wanting to sink your teeth into St. Pete, Leadership St. Pete's probably the place to go.
And there's a process for that, too. I mean, you select. Yeah. It's not easy to get into.
It's one of those where I get a lot of pinging after selection going, hey, can you help me? I'm like, no, this is a very – it is, you know, you don't – you know, you're lucky if you get in your first year because you've got to do your interview panel. You've got to do an application process. Mm-hmm. So and we do that for on purpose. We really want – you know, we really want the right group in each time, and it works out, and it's – if there's one thing that I know that St. Pete Chamber does well, it's like, boy, that program is, and the volunteers, we have a planning committee. I've never seen people work harder and have so much fun doing it. But what the magic is, you know, especially when you move into a new community, there's nothing worse than not feeling like you know people or that you're connected. And what getting involved in any of these efforts personally connects you with somebody else and many other folks, and that's what creates home. That's what creates community. That's what creates the stickiness that you and your employees are going to stick around. Right. If you don't feel like you're connected to a community, you're basically going to head out, and that's what we don't want.
So the Chamber also houses the Arts Alliance program there too, right?
We do. When I first got back on board, you know, the arts are the magic that makes St. Pete tick right now. I mean, they're everywhere you look. There are so many creative folks doing so many wonderful things. And I met with John and his group, and they were about to vacate a city building and looking for space. And I had enough room, and it didn't even occur to me that it was a big deal. But I was like, you're coming with me. Have an office. Get the one by the window. Get the nicest one. And just keep the arts thriving. I'll focus on making sure this chamber gets back to life. But if I can get you to keep supporting art in all the ways that it needs to be supported – that's going to be, you know, when people say economic development and art, how are they even connected? I'm like, people move where there's where they're the jobs. The jobs are where you can plant the jobs. People want to have a quality of life. Mm-hmm. Art and culture bring quality of life.
And we have a lot of good artists here.
We do. We have a lot of great artists because, look, they're inspired. I mean, you know, what's different about St. Pete than the rest of Florida, than what most people perceive about Florida is they perceive Florida to be beaches or Disney, right? But they don't perceive that there's this kind of Midwestern town on the water that has the most beautiful beaches ranked in the world, the most beautiful waterfront, but then they have this kind of Midwestern small town, midtown kind of feel to it where there's the arts and the culture, and we've got St. Pete Opera, and we've got the Florida Orchestra headquartered here, and we've got the Mahaffey Theater, and we've got all the small theaters, and you know, so and then plus just the artists and the clay and the glass and the fiber. And to me, it's one of those surprising things that a city in Florida has that magical mix of all those things that makes life wonderful.
And we have some exciting businesses coming into town.
Holy cow, we do. Well, you know, when you get that, like I said, when you get that kind of magical mix where I can walk around, and I'm blessed to live about a mile away, so I can ride my bike to work, which is important to some people, right?
And I've done it. That's great.
Absolutely. So if you want to ride your bike to work and you want your employees to feel that same kind of freedom, then you're going to look for places like that, because right now people are mobile. And they're going to want to go where they can do it. Your job, Eagle Data Logistics can do this job anywhere in the country, right? I mean, you guys can be located anywhere. So what Chuck and his family had to decide is, where do we feel like home? And this was home to them. So that's what we're trying to get, and we're starting to see a lot more of those successes now.
Well, I can tell you something else, too, that one of the things that's very impressive from what I've heard is that now the company was somewhere else for about 8 years before they relocated to St. Pete, and quite honestly, no one talked to them from the government, from chamber, from anyone. Within a month of them being here, you guys showed up on their door, and it's been a great relationship since. But, I mean, that just goes to the sense of how hard you guys work and how involved you are, and, you know, and it's just it's a different feeling.
Well, I tell you what, it's easy with with your organization. Your culture is St. Pete. You know, what I've seen work here in St. Pete is when you really do want those things, when you want to be connected, when you want to care and give back, I see on your walls and in your office here, you're committing to the arts by buying art. You know, you're giving back. Then it's easy to connect. And our job at the chamber is to make sure you feel that it's that easy. And because there's nothing worse than going, okay, there's a long line in front of me to get in front of a chamber guy or the mayor or anybody like that. The most surprising part is if you and I want to go see the mayor today, we might have a chance to get in. You know, it's not like, holy cow, how do we do that? Right. This town is accessible.
Yeah. And so I seem to see you at a few ribbon cutting ceremonies around town.
Holy cow, a few, yes.
Yeah. So how many have we had so far this year?
Well, just since we've only had two days of work, I've only had one, but I've had one. It was a nice Greek restaurant, first one in Florida of this brand that came to St. Pete. So we were very blessed with that. But we traditionally do, last year alone, we did one a week. So
wow. 50,
and we did 51, but it seems like more, because some days you'll have, or some weeks you'll have, a couple during the week. But what I'm amazed with, Dean, if there's one thing I enjoy most about my job, it's the ribbon cuttings. And I know that sounds goofy, because a lot of chamber guys, the president doesn't even go out to the ribbon cuttings. I do every one of them, because the stories you hear, just like what you hear on your radio show,
that's right,
the stories of the entrepreneurs who are putting down their own money, taking the risk, employing people, taking a piece of property and making it beautiful again, mm-hmm, and committing to something, that's the American dream, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how can we not do anything but celebrate the American dream with these people and make them feel like the heroes they are?
Right. So, and just a few more questions. We're almost to the end. I know that you do a lot of there's a legislative task force.
Yeah, we do a lot of advocacy efforts. So if you're going to be the preeminent leader in business, you've got to have an advocacy effort. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but you're always making sure you have a voice out there. So we do quite a few efforts. We have of all the different councils we have, our advocacy public policy council, probably the most aggressive. Mm-hmm. It fills up the room every month. They take on a lot of issues, from the pier to baseball to public transportation to sound and light and everything else we're dealing with in St. Pete. And so it is a long list of tactics that we're working on, but our voice has to be heard.
Sure. And what are some of the projects that they're looking at currently? I know you've got St. Petersburg Pier redevelopment. Some waterfront.
Yeah, we have spent a lot of our time on this waterfront master plan. So the city has never had a traditional all across the entire waterfront a master plan to make sure we know how we're growing in the future. Mm-hmm. So we helped, raise some money with the city to just conduct a thorough waterfront master plan. So our chamber led a community task force to make sure that all those beautiful assets, because a lot of them are in our city charter, that will always be park. Most people don't realize we have the third largest waterfront park system in the country right here. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot, it's kind of like that Chicago look. You've got parks everywhere you see along the water. So we wanted to protect those, but there's some assets too, right? You've got the airport, you've got the port, you've got the university, you've got the Al Lang Stadium where the Rowdies play. Opportunities to say, can we grow more jobs there?
Right.
And who would be attracted to having a port on next to one of the most vibrant marine sciences programs in the country? Can we go attract some other businesses?
Right. Now, at the Chamber, do you have I talked to some people that are relocating, and they're graduating from school, a lot of times. Do you have a young professionals group there?
We do, and that's one of the more fun groups that I get involved in. Very vibrant. In fact, one of the past chairs of our young professionals, when I first got here, he was the chair of the young professionals 4 years ago, will be our chair next year. So we love to have it, because not only you want to make sure that they feel connected, that they see that they're not alone, that there's people like them here and they're working and having fun. They give back. They do a lot of civic projects. They do a lot of personal development programs and leadership development programs. But mostly for me, why I like it is, in order to continue to grow every year, you've got to get leaders involved. And the sooner we get them to understand what's going on in St. Pete, how they can contribute, the better off our organization and our community is going to be. So Young Professionals Programs is one of the most vibrant ones that I've seen, and it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. So this is the part I'd like to ask you about your views on an interview tip of the week. If somebody was going to interview with the Chamber and for any job, what one piece of advice would you give them?
That's a great question. I really believe what I'm most focused on as far as that is, I want people to, when they come in for an interview, I want them to be authentic, first of all, because St. Pete is authentic, and it sniffs out phony right away. So being authentic to who you really are is really important. And then second piece is just being very passionate about St. Pete, because if you're not passionate about St. Pete, and about the product or service you're selling, it shows. So making sure you've done your homework. Are you excited about St. Pete? What excites you about it? Because one of the very first questions I ask in an interview is, what excites you about St. Pete?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone that works there, you can tell that they feel that way.
We've drank the Kool-Aid, baby, because it's fun. I mean, how could you not be at the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce and be having fun?
Right.
You know, there's a saying, you know, every time the sun shines, it's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. We hold the world record, 361 days of sunshine. It's always a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. If my attitude and my staff's attitude doesn't reflect that, it's time for me to move on.
Well, great. So I just want to thank you, Chris, for showing up today. That's wonderful. I think we've covered everything pretty much.
I think so, yeah. It's amazing. Most people don't realize how much a chamber does.
Yeah.
But we are busy. I'm very blessed with leaders and a team, a staff that get it and that more and more are coming. But I'd always say to anybody, get involved. You know, just show up. The magic of the chamber to me is you'll come to a meeting about something, and while that's going to be important, the person you're sitting next to on both sides are probably the ones you're going to do some business with, and isn't that important too?
It's really true. Yeah. And so if somebody wants to learn more about St. Pete, what's your website?
It's easy. I have the best property in St. Pete. It's called stpete.com.
stpete.com.
Perfect, yeah.
Wonderful. All right, Chris. Well, thanks again for coming, and I hope that you'll be a guest sometime again in the future as we grow and as St. Pete grows and as new things come up. I hope you'll join us again.
Absolutely. I just appreciate, Dean, you focusing on jobs. If the more we can talk about who's creating them and how they're creating them, the better off our community is going to be. So thank you.
Well, thank you. So that was my guest, Chris Steinacher, the CEO of the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. So if you come into the area, be sure to visit the chamber's office located in downtown St. Petersburg. And so say hello to Chris and the wonderful folks on his team there. So next week, my guest will be Mark Ayling, an internationally renowned sculptor and artist and owner of MGA Studios. He'll be talking about an exciting project called The Enclave in the Warehouse Arts District that you're going to want to learn about. That will be next Wednesday at 12:05, so please tune in for that. So I want to give a quick shout-out to Lynn, Lou, and Cindy, who are listening in Michigan today, and a very happy birthday to Marie in California. Hope you had a wonderful day. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for listening to RadioSt.Pete.com. The station provides great music and features local musicians here, too. And there's other interesting programs like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. Tomorrow, Mayor Kreisman is going to be their speaker, so that's going to be a real good one. You're going to want to listen to that, and that's live. Also, Will Coons conducts interviews on the Homemade Broadcast, and Charlie Jewell does some interesting reviews on his show there, too. So you want to look at all the audio archive section when you listen to all the shows there. That's RadioSt.Pete.com, RadioSt.Pete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. If you like what you hear, please listen again and tell your friends. If you have any suggestions for guests or have any job-related questions, please send an email to us at RadioSt.Pete.com, and I'll answer any questions on the next program or call you directly. So I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And I'd like to end the Job Talk with this one final thought and say to anyone in the country that if you are thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, this is Dean Logan.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.